Barry Stewart Mann brings us today The Tale of Three in 24.
As children, we learn the processes of arithmetic in a very logical progression. First, there's addition, a way to make things bigger, then subtraction to make them smaller. Multiplication makes them bigger faster, and division makes them smaller faster. But then along comes a lesson that seems to fly in the face of this sensible system, when we learn that multiplying can actually make things smaller, or not change them at all. Here's a story about the cruel, ironic reality of multiplying by 0 and 1. The Tale of 3 and 24. One day, two numbers went off to the magician multiplier to see how great they might become. Their names were 3 and 24. 3 was small and sweet, definitely prime, a little odd maybe, but then every other number you met was odd. 24, on the other hand, was bigger and very proud. Proud to be in double digits, proud to have so many divisors. No one would accuse her of being prime. As 24 strolled along, she thought, "What a lovely day! A 24-hour day! Must be the 24th of the month, and there's a house built with 2x4s. I can't wait to get multiplied. Maybe I'll become 48, or 72, or even 24 million. 3 walked shyly behind. "I'm happy as I am, but getting multiplied is worth a try." "Stay back," 24 yelled. "You can't walk with me. I'm worth 8 of you." Soon they arrived at the magician multiplier. 24 stepped up. "I'm ready to become someone really big. Do your magic." The magician multiplier said, "Follow me to your multiplying room. Room 0. "0," she giggled. "Perhaps I'll become 240, triple digits. I'll be the envy of the counting house." But when she stepped into the room, she discovered 0, a ghostly number waiting there with an enormous white blanket. The magician multiplier waved his wand. 0 thrust the blanket over 24, and she was suddenly reduced to nothing. Then it was 3's turn. She said, "I guess I'm ready." The magician multiplier assured her, "Oh, this won't hurt at all." He led her to room 1, where she found 1, a number of unquestionable integrity, holding up a full-length mirror. The magician multiplier waved his wand, and 3 opened her eyes to see her reflection. She smiled, happy that she hadn't changed at all. The two numbers met on the way out, but instead of strutting ahead, 24, now just a big non-entity, skulked away. 3 tried to call her back, but 24 would have nothing to do with her. And 24 was never proud again.